Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha. Yeah.
Hey, Dusha.
Tom.
Are you okay, mate? Are you rattled because we're in the same room again after 3 weeks of not being in the same room?
I'm rattled from the editing effort I had to put in last week.
Yeah, fair enough.
Boys, How Good's Footy?
Sean.
It's all right. Here we go.
Better,
but roast for one, please.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you enjoy that roast for one,
Tom.
I did.
Yes. How good's having a birthday?
That's pretty fucking good. I will say it's better than footy this week.
How good your two mates been at your birthday?
It was really good. I'm glad Thursday night went the way it did because it was nice to have you at my birthday, yep. Sean.
Glad that they lost. Interesting.
Chris Scott, did you get that?
Yeah, I know that's the result this show needed.
Didn't believe.
Did not believe.
Certainly didn't believe at three-quarter time.
Didn't believe at quarter time.
Mm.
No, I was worried all throughout the game. Very stressed. You're a good side.
I was stressed.
Yeah.
Three-quarter time, I went, they're going to roll.
See ya. You know what? If we were talking about being stressed, and this is very early to bring this up, but I just noticed it moments ago. We actually had an email come in from Tim, who is a Brisbane supporter. And
respect.
So Tim had been Brisbane for days and years and centuries.
Jeez.
But his family is Geelong.
Oh.
And the last time that Brisbane and Geelong played,
yep, of course,
Tim was at a family wedding.
Oh.
And got so much shit the entire match. Oh. During the ceremony as the match was ending, my cousin got his phone out and we started to watch the game. And as we slowly started to see Brisbane climb back until, of course, Brisbane hit the lead. I thought that we had won. I screamed, I cheered, I roared. But of course, it was too early. Almost ruined the wedding and my family would not let me forget that moment. And then Tim emailed this during the game and stated that he is a Brisbane fan, currently shitting in the toilet and will be for the next 4 hours.
That's fair. Do you know what I think? I think Tim's family cursed my team to lose this game.
Yeah, I was listening to that too and thinking Tim's family are cunts.
Tim's family, you're that's disgraceful.
I reckon.
I'll kick
Tim,
you out
I
of
hope
my club.
It wasn't your wedding because it sounds like it's going to end in arrogant divorce.
I was thinking, hearing that, there's a lot too much arrogance at that wedding.
Yeah.
If they're all into him. So I was okay with the idea of him ruining the wedding.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck. I would never do that. If you were at my wedding, Sean,
yeah,
and that was happening, I wouldn't mention it to you because you would not be at the wedding. You'd have left.
That's true.
You would have punched my dad, I guess.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Probably your mum, though.
Tim just wanted to share his shame.
Can we just rewind for a second? On my birthday, you've just said on a podcast you're going to bash my mum.
I would never.
No.
I respect Cindy too much.
Yep, that's true.
Too bad the Geelong Footy Club doesn't. Oh. Just on birthday boy over here, the Geelong Footy Club sent you. What did they send you, Tom? Mm. Not for your birthday, but it felt like it was.
I need to clarify this.
Yeah.
So, Geelong did a thing where if you stayed on as a full paid member last year, they gave you some perks going to this year. One of them was you would get a 2020 jumper signed by one of the players.
Yeah.
You couldn't pick the player. It was just at random. And basically the way it worked is it was not per member, it's per household. So my the three of us sit together because it goes up on the wall. If you had a family of five,
yes,
five jumpers, it's just one jumper for the whole family.
Fair enough.
Because while I sit with my parents, I don't live with them in Geelong. Mum was like, yep, there'll be two for us to pick up. She goes down, picks the two up. She opens hers, signed by Lockie Henderson, which she was happy with because, A, good bloke.
Yeah.
Not doing any dodgy things.
Yep.
So she was happy with that. Opens mine to send me who's said. I'm like, oh, who signed mine? She opens it up. And, boys, the answer is the entire 2020 team had signed mine.
Jesus Christ.
There was a little card inside the jumper that said, congratulations. And oh, surprise, congratulations, you've got one of our limited fully signed Guernsey. So I think, say there's 20,000 jumpers,
yep,
maybe 1,000 of them are signed by the whole team.
That's incredible.
So she's got Lockie Henderson, and I've got one signed by everyone, including Harry Taylor and Gary Ablett Jr.
The milkman.
And Chris Scott has signed my jumper as well.
Oh,
yeah, the coach.
That was when he was in sexy mode.
That was when he was in full sexy mode. That's I've got full more. Sexy mode, the milkman and son of God on.
Are you
going to
frame it?
Yeah, mummy's... framing it for me for my birthday.
Can I ask?
Yes.
So your mum, did she have to go pick them up?
Yep.
From the club or?
From the club, yes.
Yep. So when she got there, were they packaged separately? One said Thomas no. Reed, one said.
So they're all sealed.
So your mother
yep.
could have, she could have easily taken
she could have.
The fully signed one.
She could have.
That's a good mum.
She's a great mum. So, one of the best mums.
Yeah, she's never getting bashed by me.
No.
Ever.
No.
It's a despicable joke. And yeah. I might retire from the show.
You should.
In disgrace. Yeah. Well, I can't believe, yeah.
Yeah. I rang her
did
and
Terrence
like,
know about this? He would have fucking
he was
said,
with her when they got him.
And he allowed it too.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
some good parents, Tom.
I got some pretty good
what
parents. They Terrence's go all right.
Jumper, or is he
so shaved? He has the same one as mum. So because it's a household.
One household.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
Jesus. Lockie Henderson, which he like, Lockie he Henderson likes, household. He likes Lockie Henderson as well.
I mean, he could have got Lockie Henderson and everybody else.
He could have.
Shit.
Oh no, but you know what else, Sean?
Yeah,
you know
Matty Scarlett sign it?
No, it's not their Cole Full coaching staff. I've already got a jumper signed by Matty Scarlett, so it's all good.
Go.
But
yep.
Do you know who else is on it?
Who?
Nakia Cockatoo.
Oh,
so you know,
yeah, not bad.
I just you know because he was there, now he's not. It's yeah. good to have him on there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's
yeah,
Jesus
well, Christ.
It's happy pretty big.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
It's been a big week.
Oh, fuck.
Well, let's get into it. We've started speaking about the game already, but Thursday night, we love Thursday night footy.
Oh,
love
it's the best. Prime
especially
time.
When, especially when it happens on a Thursday night.
Except when you wake up the next morning and you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
Oh, Sean, can I say, you know what sucks having to go to work the next day? Is if your team is lost on Thursday night. It's hard.
Especially you working at a football stadium.
Very hard, Sean.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
So, how good's footy cup?
Yep. Round two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Brisbane in great form to take out the championship this year.
We can't be caught, I don't think, unless there's a grand final type situation.
I think you, based on my math, we will play one another at some point in September.
But just having said that, you beat us by a point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've then beaten you by 44.
4 points, yep. Yep.
I think we smashed Essendon by about 60.
I think you're in front, for yeah. sure.
Percentage would be cooking.
I think there will be a third one, though.
You reckon?
I'm based on my calculations.
Well, if Essendon beat Geelong next week, you win easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, but ultimately, if we play them in the finals, trumps season.
Yeah.
So if we were to play you in any final and correct. You win, that's yeah. the win, I think. That's the system.
Anyway,
we have,
let's yeah? not talk about that. Let's talk about the win you had, Sean. Take it away, big guy.
Oh, mate, I can't even remember. I blacked out from happiness and dehydration.
what a performance.
Oh, it was great. It was weird from Geelong.
Statistically,
apart from like a 5 minute period, though, you didn't really fire a shot. Yeah, I mean, was it? Do you think it was the pressure of the midfield? You kicking the ball in, like our back line looked fucking good. Harris Andrews was clunking marks. Marcus Adams played probably the best game I've ever seen him play.
He loves playing on Tommy Hawkins.
Jack Payne came in for Birchall, just slotted in beautifully. Starcevic killed Rowan.
That was the
you
best.
Love to see it.
Starcevic on Rowan, that is the most, that's the best Fagan decision. He's yep. looked at that forward line and gone, no, don't put him on like a Dalhouse or a Higgins.
Yeah.
Put him on Gary Rowan.
Yeah, what's the point?
Neutralise him.
Yeah. If Starcevic is not back pocket in the Australian team,
has
I will
be.
Storm AFL House
has to
and
be.
Punch Gil's dick off.
Has to be, right?
It's one of those things where it's like young player, sometimes they have to like have the breakout season to prove themselves, even
yeah.
though it should just be on the merits of this season. Daniel Rich could be in there too.
He was fucking unreal.
Harris Andrews, I would lock Harris Andrews in. I don't care how good Stephen May's been.
I think it's Andrews, May and Lever will be in that team.
Yeah.
They'll work away.
They'll figure a way to do it, I guess.
They'll put Lever on the wing or some shit.
Yeah, probably. He'll be captain.
Yeah.
He'll be in the ruck.
No, your back line, I think, needs to buy a coffee for every midfielder.
Yep.
because that was it. We watching the game, we would win a clearance and normally we'd be off, and just the pressure from your boys were on.
I want to put this to you. Grant Birchall shouldn't come back in.
No one should go out of the side right now.
There were lots of reasons why he lost, Tom, but one big one is they talked about this on the telecast. I think Lee Matthews said it. Brisbane's like 17 to 22 sort of players.
Yep.
They're all young and they're all fast.
Yes.
So the speed. We've talked about it on this show a lot. Geelong looked old and slow. Yep. He looked fucking slow, and Brisbane just looked quick in a way that they've got a bit of speed. When you take Birchall and Lester out of that back line, suddenly you got Jimmy Madden in there. He's like the quickest player in the comp,
Irishman. He is.
Fucking hell.
Well, and I think the other thing too is that there is a – you look at that game, I reckon we had four players who were good.
Yep.
And they were all players who are known for running. So Tui was good, Smith was good.
Tui was very good.
Guthrie was good, and Danger was good.
Danger was okay.
He looked best he's been since his comeback.
No, he kicked one set shot and everyone fucking frothed it, Tom. Yep. I was getting very sick of that. He had one set shot. Everyone's like, it looks like his ankle's never injured.
Nah, I wasn't worried about the set shot. It was more about the running around the ground a bit more. But Tui Smith and Guthrie as our gut runners. And I'm like, well, they've got leg speed.
Yep.
Guys like, we're just weird. Like Henry's quick too. And he got out of position.
Yeah, but you know what it was? It was foot speed, but it was Rich and Zorko.
Yep.
Brisbane don't normally gun it as hard as that.
Zorko, huge captain's performance.
They went for everything. They just moved the ball quickly and killed you with speed. Whereas normally Brisbane like to control the ball with like kick mark. And that's because Birchall and Lester are slow. So we do the chip arounds and then slow build up.
Yep. Whereas this was, what I liked about this, just watching this, is Rich's positioning was elite. And the issue was, I think he was playing on Dalhouse. And Dalhouse didn't fire a shot.
He's a shit player.
There are probably, if I'm Chris Scott, I'm making three changes this week.
Yeah, permanent changes.
And I agree. I don't think Dalhouse gets back in.
Higgins, fuck him off too.
Get him out. There's Quinton Arkell, Charlie Constable running around, racking them up. Get Grime Myers back in.
Yeah.
Just for pressure, and Myers' ability to get around the ground is just, Dalhouse, I saw a stat today where Dalhouse, this is I think the fifth consecutive game where he's had single digit touches.
Yeah, he sucks shit, Tom.
And he didn't kick the ball once.
First or second season with Geelong?
Oh, third. Just like third.
Oh, yeah, fuck. He's been shit since he went to Geelong.
He's not been impressive.
He had a good year last year for defensive.
Tom, I think every now and then he plays okay. Basically, he's on the edge of being dropped, and you go, why the fuck is this cunt in the team? And then he'll have a good game.
Like the game against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he's a survivor.
But I think Close has gone past him. I think there's a few young boys in the VFL who've gone past him, and they had a big win, so he's in trouble. But, Sean, your back line, fucking hell, it was hard to watch,
it was
saucy. But well done.
Midfield, great.
Big O.
Huey was a bit quiet.
Yep.
Didn't matter.
No.
Didn't need him.
Yeah, well, when you
Dev Robertson.
Has
he got a rising star this week? He has to.
I didn't see he got it.
Got to.
He didn't get it?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess I'm going to AFL House.
And
fuck.
Kicking Gil's dick off.
He's going to kick it and punch it. Kick it off and punch it while it's floating in the air.
We're going to bash Gil.
Fucking unbelievable. He was awesome. Played on Danger for a bit, and then Danger went forward, and then he played on Selwood and killed him, I thought. He just goes hard.
3-year contract extension for Jared Lyons today as well.
That surprised me.
3 years.
Yeah.
And Devin Robinson, yes, did get rising star.
He did?
Yep. Good.
Oh,
good.
Beautiful.
He was unreal.
Can I be honest? He's been better than Nick Cox, I think. Everyone's frothing Nick
consistent.
Cox. Yeah. I don't know, Cox... Dev
has been consistent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ever since Nick Cox had that game where they were going to manage him and then he had to play because of the injury sub or whatever, hasn't really fired since then, has he? He might have had one good game because I think he got nominated after.
Two good games back
then. Yeah, he's been good.
So we said, I think what happened is he was having big weeks.
Mm.
Then he had, there was going to be the game where he got rested and everyone was like, why the fuck are you resting him? He's like flying.
Yeah.
That game he was pretty good. Then he had a quiet game. Then he had two good games.
Yep. The West Coast and the Richmond game, he was very good in both.
And then he had a quiet game this week.
I think Dev is quietly just building. He's getting better every single week. He's gone from, you know what he did on that Geelong game? He's gone from, will we drop him? Like, is he in the best 22? Matho got left out.
Yep.
Now he's a lock, I think.
Yep.
I think you got to play him.
You've got to.
He's fucking... He didn't play last year, so this is essentially his first season. He's playing like midfield minutes. In a midfield with Neil and Lyons and Zorko and Robbo and McCluggage. Like, fucking good on him.
Yep.
Jared Berry, good luck getting back in, boy. Jeez.
He's going to have to work hard.
Let's just talk about the midfield. No, sorry, the forward line. Charlie Cameron. Oh.
Could have 10.
If he kicked straight.
He kicked 3-3, didn't he?
He kicked 3-3, yeah. Yeah.
I did read a thing today where someone, Titus O'Reilly, was complaining about he feels a lack of immersion when Charlie revs the motorbike because he does both throttles, and that's not a motorbike that exists in the world.
He's invented one.
He's invented one. He goes, just pulls me out of the immersion. But otherwise.
Just on the Harley Charlie, friend of the show, Kados the Weapon, he played footy on the weekend.
Yeah.
He kicked a goal and did the Harley Charlie to the crowd.
That's big.
Yeah.
Did the crowd love it or hate it?
They loved it.
Oh.
I said, that's good, but get your own shit. Come on, mate. Invent something new. Charlie was awesome. I think he was.
We haven't actually revealed Kados is he's like a good player to the point where he could get drafted.
Possibly, yeah. He's played some VFL.
Yeah.
This year. The team he plays for doesn't have a lot of injuries.
No.
So basically it's all AFL listed players and there's not many VFL players. Yeah. So yeah, at the moment it's a bit tight, but yeah, he's going all right. Charlie Cameron played so well that he made Tom Stewart's brain explode. I think Tom Stewart has never been beat. It's been a while since he's been beaten so badly. And he just didn't know. Like, it was like a computer that broke down. He didn't know how to deal with it.
I've played nearly 100 games. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. It was his 100th game. Yeah.
It was very awkward because he got in that. So it was in a point where we got back within, I think, about 17 points and we looked a bit better.
You kicked,
I'm like,
two or three goals in a row.
Three in a row, yeah.
And I felt like, if we don't pull this margin back, I've got a half to do it. And then Tom Stewart's brain exploded. I think you kicked three or four goals pretty quickly. We went into halftime at a bigger deficit than quarter time. And then the halftime package was about Tom Stewart. And I was like,
it was so awkward.
That's awkward timing.
Yeah.
He then was moved off. I don't understand why Stewart was playing on Cameron to start with.
Very weird, especially coming off probably career best game last week.
And especially considering that Buse has played very well on Cameron in the past and he's good at shutting those players down.
Yeah, it was
crazy. I would have thought you put Cameron on whoever's resting forward, you know, when Zorko, like, not when Zorko goes forward, but that resting forward type so you can kind of zone off him a bit.
I don't think Geelong expected Brisbane to play that style. I think they expected the slow build-up, whereas Brisbane just bombed it in, and the ball hit the ground, and Charlie Cameron was too quick.
And if the ball was in the air, you had another fucking very long, lanky boy clunking him.
Someone who had to open his wallet up.
Oh, took one of the dives of the season.
It was just real Alex Rance stuff.
You could drive a truck between the gap between him and the player behind him.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe he just tripped.
No.
That trip cost him $1,000. Kick the goal, though.
It was.
Jeez, that hurts. You hate to see that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. Also, Joey's got a bit of the Essendon still. He's got the Essendon DNA in that he got the ball at about 60, wheeled around, and instead of hitting up Hipwood, he just had a crack at it. Missed a lot.
Yeah.
Bit of stringer in him, I think.
Hipwood is in space, too.
Yeah. Hipwood was just like, what the fuck?
He did. I saw him apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They don't apologize in Essendon.
No. But also Stringer doesn't miss. Stringer doesn't wheel around, bomb it from 60 and miss the lot. He'll at least he just drops it short.
Yeah. Joey never looks like his stupidity has any effect on him though. He did it and he just had this kind of like he's got that goofy sort of smile.
He's a
like,
golden retriever in a man's body.
I'll get it next time. Yeah. And meanwhile I'm like it was probably already over by then, but I'm like, what the fuck? That would have sealed the game.
I have to say, when you were at 10 goals up and we kicked two late goals. How angry were you?
I don't think we ever got 10 goals up. Did we?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yep.
Oh, and I'm disappointed.
We kicked two late goals and I messaged you, Robert, like, Sean will be furious.
It did leave a bit of a taste.
Rowan Hawkins.
Oh, that was disappointing.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. It wasn't. It was 9 goals.
Yeah.
9 goals up, then you kicked two in a row, and then Brisbane kicked the last one, 1-44.
Yeah.
But yeah, Geelong started to get some junk time goals. And yeah, Gary Rowan and Tom Hawkins kicked one.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been goalless, what do you call it? Three-headed monster.
Yeah.
Fucking three-headed limp monster this week.
No heads.
No heads.
Just neck.
Fuck. Impressive by Brisbane.
Well done, mate.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
I was honestly shocked there wasn't more of a punch on after how heated it was getting.
Yeah.
The umpire just started paying every free kick in the world just to stop it, but it didn't really stop.
The free kicks. So at halftime, it was basically already at the average free kicks for the entire game.
I think that was absolutely trying to get control back.
Yeah. Does it hurt your heart a bit? Because it does for me, that our teams hate each other now.
Yeah, I know.
There's always been a bit of like
it's the two pointer and the prelim.
There's animosity there.
Now. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Neutral supporter, I love to see it.
Well, we've got a rivalry Exciting now, and games. I didn't feel like we've ever had a rivalry, no. But we do now, because I think we've been close to one another. We've had so look at it. It's like the one goal, the 1 point win to you guys with McCarthy. Then there was last year we had a whatever game, but then the prelim final.
Oh, you belted us at the SCG, and then you belted us in the prelim.
This year, 1 point win, and then this one you belted us. There's a bit of history.
And then obviously Chris Scott and Chris Fagan wanted to punch on earlier in the year.
Zorko wanted to punch on with Chris Scott.
Yeah.
Lockie Neal and Oscar McInerney
wanted to punch on.
It's true. Jesus.
You've got Jeremy Cameron there now, who Brisbane hate.
That's true.
Tom on him, we talked about what he would need to earn parole. He went the opposite way.
Well,
there was a moment where he tackled Lockie Neal and nearly killed him and nearly killed his career.
To be fair.
Where I was ready to probably kill you.
I watched it in slow motion. I thought, fuck, Cameron's done a bad thing here. It was an accidental one.
Shut up, Tom.
But it wasn't great for him.
What do you say accidental? What did he mean to do?
I don't think he meant to get him high.
No, he meant to hurt him, though.
No, I think he just tackled him.
No, he's a cunt. I'll kill him.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I'm glad your sign jumper doesn't have his wretched name on it.
No. No, it doesn't.
Pig.
So it's got Nakai Cockatoo, the best number five we've ever had.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I love that you let that go, and I'm like, there are so many good number fives. Yeah.
I am pretty sad that you didn't blow it out to like a 10-12 goal win, because then I wanted to call it the massacre on grass.
Oh.
But 44 much points wasn't. Yeah. I tried it out with one of my other Brisbane.
If you kick straight, it would have been.
Yeah.
I tried it out with one of my other Brisbane supporters, and we're both like, oh, it wasn't quite that. But it would have been sick, especially after.
Next time.
Yeah, yeah. Next time. Yeah. Maybe in the finals. Beat them by 80 points, maybe.
That would be fucking stressful.
Next game. Well, your two teams hate each other, which is sad, but this is a team we all hate, and they embarrass themselves.
I'm so glad this result happened, because it makes my boys look like superstars still.
Can't remember. Who was it? Richmond?
Richmond kicked 2 goals, 10.
So embarrassing.
Hey, they had more free kicks than goals, than total score, and Dustin Martin has won more Norm Smiths than they kicked goals on that night.
Do you know why this is very sweet? Because I was there the day Brisbane played Richmond at the MCG, and we only kicked 2 goals for the day. And those Richmond fans were cunts. And they've been cunts about that for years. And now they've kicked 2 goals.
Against St Kilda.
And they're the reigning premiers.
Yeah.
We were the wooden spooners.
Sean.
You suck shit, Richmond.
Here's the thing, right? Geelong lost.
Not going to win the flag.
No, they're not.
Well, do you know what this loss cemented? The fact that they will not make. I mean,
they won't make top
four. Make
top four was like a very far way.
The top
away
five is anyway. Locked. It just depends on the order, I think.
Who? How far out the top four are they?
I think 3 games.
3 percentage
points. Yeah,
3 percentage. They won't do it. They've got a. They got. I think an okay-ish run, except for a 2 week period where they play Brisbane and Geelong.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you could do me a big favor and just
don't you worry,
smash
mate.
Them.
Don't you worry.
We'll get them.
Yeah. We beat them the last two times. Geelong smashed them early in the year.
The results this weekend are a little surprising, but also like the top eight in the last couple of weeks has seemed less and less locked. But then also the teams that just simply needed to clear a hurdle shit their pants. So
it's infuriating that no one's punishing Richmond, but well done, St Kilda.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
They look good. The question I will say this is a Saints supporter, must be infuriating.
Well, yeah, I mean, fucking where's that?
Where been? Was this? Yep. Yeah.
Well, they're not Collingwood a favourite still next week.
Against St Kilda?
Yeah.
See, that's interesting. Fucking hell.
St Kilda are so untrustworthy. Yeah. So are Collingwood, though.
To be fair, here's the difference, though. Look who came into St Kilda for this game. Marshall.
Also, look who can score. Like, Collingwood just can't score.
Yeah. Collingwood? Shit.
Marshall and Ryder are so fucking important.
Yeah. Too important. And they need both of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Saints have had the most frustrating season this year by far.
Yeah.
How many did you get in the tips this week?
5.
Yeah, I got 5.
I think yeah, we're four. Still locked. We're still locked. You've got me on percentage.
Yeah, we got a different 5 though.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I
got 4. I think because I picked Geelong. Obviously,
I picked fucking West Coast.
Oh. Yeah, I went Dogs, but me I too. Also went Essendon.
Did you go Carlton?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you went Adelaide.
Nah, fuck Adelaide.
So I got you with Melbourne.
Yeah.
Fuck. I've got a suggestion, boys.
Mm-hmm.
This game we've talked about the most interesting thing about it. The next game. We can just skip, I reckon.
What is it?
Collingwood Fremantle.
Ah, disgusting.
Fremantle were in control the whole game.
Yep.
Collingwood came back for a little bit and then faded.
Yep. Disgusting.
Nat Fyfe was in and then a laid out.
Oh, yeah, cheeky fucking dogs.
Cheeky. I nearly changed my tip.
I think I tipped Collingwood.
Yeah, I did too.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. Mm. Yeah. We all did.
Freo.
Sneaky chance at the finals.
Freo, nice.
I mean, they're the best placed of the outsiders. Well,
it's just percentage. They're on the same amount of wins as Richmond. Fremantle are on the same amount of wins as the reigning premiers.
I loved it. You just bloody love to see it.
They've got Carlton next week at Optus.
Yep.
Then they've got Hawthorn in Tasmania.
Oh.
So Carlton at Optus?
Yeah.
That's a win.
Hawthorn at Tassie's are
could be anything.
Could be anything.
I'm going to say loss.
Then they've got Geelong at Optus.
That's a loss.
Big win.
Probably a loss.
Probably a loss.
Then they've got Sydney at the SCG.
That could be anywhere, though.
It could be anything.
And I'm going to go Freo.
Yep.
Then they've got Richmond at Optus.
Freo.
That's the fight for eighth.
Then they've got Brisbane at Optus.
No. Oh, yeah.
Brisbane win that.
That's tricky, though, for Brisbane.
Then they've got West Coast.
I think they win that.
Yeah.
And then they've got St. Kilda at Marvel.
That's five wins.
You usually need to win 12 to make.
But they're on eight at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
13 wins.
Fuck.
They're a big chance.
Big chance. And Richmond is slipping.
Imagine if Freo knocked Richmond out.
Well, yeah, fuck.
They could also knock West Coast out.
Because there's a chance that Richmond make, like, because West Coast and Sydney also aren't, like.
Sydney have a tough run.
Yeah.
But I think Sydney have done enough early.
Also have been shit against shit teams.
Yep. And good against good sides.
Yeah.
Nah.
So if they've got a tough run against good sides, they might win a few of those.
I think Sydney will be all right. Although they are very impacted by what's happening at the moment.
Yep. Playing at Geelong, they're home away from home.
They should win that.
They should, considering they have a very good record there, and West Coast lose there by an average of 55 points.
Love it. Next game.
Next game. The Shinboners, boys.
Shinboner spirit.
Yes. Huge. Do we all back it in?
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes. We believed in the Shinboners on podcast.
Yep.
They almost didn't. Very, very nerve. Were they by about 4 or 5 goals at one point and looked pretty comfortable?
I think Gold Coast were firing early, weren't they? Half time they were up.
Gold Coast were up at half time, just.
Yeah.
North Melbourne in the third quarter, the premiership quarter.
Yep.
Kicked 3 goals, 7. 2 Gold Coasts, 1 goal.
Oh, wow. There's a reason those teams are in the
bottom. Wow.
Good on you, Shinboners.
No, that's good.
The final score was, so North Melbourne won by 9 points, but they kicked 9-18 to Gold Coast's 9-9. kicked the same amount of goals.
Oh, that's hideous.
North Melbourne kicked the last, no way. I think they kicked the last, like, 4 behinds of the game.
It could have iced it at any point.
Good for them, bad for Gold Coast.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Here is the last 10 scores of the North Melbourne and Gold Coast game.
Okay.
I did bad maths. Well, looked at the worm wrong, really. So, behind North Melbourne.
Yep.
Goal North Melbourne.
Yep.
Behind North Melbourne.
Yep.
Behind North Melbourne.
Okay.
So, first, yeah. So, four
behinds and a goal.
Then the last goal. 6 scores of the game. Gold Coast Suns, goal. Gold Coast Suns, behind. Gold Coast Suns, behind. Gold Coast Suns, behind. Gold Coast Suns, behind. And finally, Gold Coast Suns, behind. They kicked the last 5 behind. They had the last 6 scoring shots, and 5 of them were behind.
Oh, my God.
Well, keep them off Broadway.
I mean, there's a reason they're on a 440.
Except next week.
What are they on next week?
Do you know who's playing on Thursday night prime time? Richmond versus Gold Coast.
Oh,
can you believe that?
At the home of footy, Metricon.
This is a floating fixture.
It's probably going to be in Melbourne, though, you'd think.
Nah, it could be in Metricon.
I think they locked down, didn't they?
Nah. Queensland's still gone.
Yeah, who knows?
Brisbane have got restrictions, but not the Gold Coast.
Ah, good stuff.
Next game. Port won in a nail biter against Sydney.
My brother was shitting his pants.
I know. We spoke to him.
Very lucky.
He was messaging the chat just saying fuck a lot. And then I think he said something crazy about something and was just like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's too stressful.
Yep.
Scotty Lysette, the man with the best head in football.
It's pretty big.
And
looks beautiful.
Mustache, the hair, the whole face. A ruckman kicks a huge snap off one step
He's not allowed to do that.
Was this his first week back?
Yeah, he's back from suspended after killing
4 weeks.
I think Dom Sheed or Andrew Gaff.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Bit of mongrel about him.
Yeah. Came back, proved that he's worth keeping.
What did he do to the person he
assaulted?
Hit? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was a dangerous tackle and the guy knocked out.
Picked him up and dropped him.
Yeah. Full stone cold stunner. Yeah. Like
he's like a big fucking lumberjack of a bloke. He was probably swinging an axe and it was just a person.
Tell you what, this game, stressful because you know what happened in the last quarter?
Buddy kicked three in a row.
Buddy was like, I'm going to fucking win this game by myself. I'm going to lay my only tackle of the year.
Huge
tackle. And it's going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
Tom Jonas is going to hear those footsteps. Oh. Every night he closes his eyes.
Yeah. 27 goals.
Needs an average of 3.4 a game, and that is without finals.
Jesus Christ. Imagine he kicks 1,000 in the final.
Imagine if the sirens go on in the elimination final that they're playing against, say, West Coast or Freo or Richmond, and he's got the ball 60 out, 99.
Goes the barrel.
Goes the barrel.
Jesus Christ.
He wouldn't need to go the barrel, just his normal kicking action to put it through.
Do it anyway.
I will notice.
And the crowd, they'd run on. It's 1,000. It's 1,000 goals and a goal after the siren to win a match.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be running on.
Yeah. We'll be running on. Yeah, for sure.
I will say that something I've noticed ever since the Torp out of defence, commentators, anytime anyone has the
froth,
ball, they want Torp. They want the Torp. They love a barrel. They love barrel talk.
Yep.
But bring
Zach
back Tui the barrel.
And Toby Green have fucked everyone. Anytime anyone's 50 metres or more out, Torp.
Did you see Lachie Whitfield's barrel?
The one off the wrong foot.
He just in the run of play. He just looked ahead and went, Toby's a little far away. Barrel. And kicked a barrel and it worked.
And it worked because Toby, it was such a cooked shot that Toby's opponent
shit himself,
blocked Toby. And Toby was like, where's my free kick? Got a goal.
He looked up and said, that ball's not spinning correctly. I don't know what's happening. And he just threw Toby to the ground.
Also, I'm pretty sure it came off. It wasn't Whitfield's.
Mate,
good foot. I think it was his other foot.
I think both his feet are good.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. He's a gun.
He's a gun.
You watched, we'll talk about him, I guess.
But yeah, Sydney, heartbreaking loss, but good game.
Great game.
Had a good crack over there.
Yeah, big crack over there.
Yep. Still got some players to come back, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing how there's a few of those younger players, I think Warner's the big one, who's made such an insane difference to their side.
Yep.
And he's just not there at the moment. It's like, imagine being an 18, 19-year-old and it's like Zach Butters with Port. He's, 19, 20?
Yep.
He's not playing.
What about Gordon? Is he back?
Gordon was back this week, yeah.
Yeah, but probably needs a bit of a run-in.
Just needs to get a bit going, yeah. And he's a different player to Warner.
It's like I said with Brisbane, with the young guys with the energy and the speed. Essendon have experienced the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. They need him back.
Speaking of Essendon.
Yep.
So Saturday night was my annual shit-my-pants fest where Essendon took on Melbourne. And this game should not have really been billed as what was going to be it was almost like billed as like the game of the round, basically, even though, the Thursday night one was definitely billed as game of the round. Yeah. But apart from that, this was 10th playing first. And for some reason, everyone was like, fuck, this is going to be the game to watch.
I think it's because everyone knows that Essendon have a crack and it's insane and exciting to watch.
It's chaos.
And guess what? It was insane and exciting to watch. We lost by 11 points, but I will say, honourable loss.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
About as honourable as it gets.
You are 10th, and they are first, and you almost beat them if the umpire had played some holding the ball calls late. Who knows?
Yeah, there was one, and I understand why it wasn't paid, because, under the pressures that it was, and there was no prior opportunity, blah, 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 blah.
Which one are you talking about?
Tipper tackle.
Probably a 60-40.
The Petrarca one, I reckon, should have been paid.
I don't recall
the one earlier. I think Stringer grabbed Petrarca and he went to kick it and just missed it completely.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that one was bigger than the Tipper one, I think.
Yeah, you know what happened just before the Tipper one, though? Cale Hooker just threw it. So he just, like a boundary umpire, just piffed it over. So, you know.
He did this he did the handball motion with his arm and his arm was in a different postcode where the football was.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
Yeah. The cheeky over the shoulder. Just
that. Beautiful. Yep. Joey Danaher, not good.
No.
No dives.
No, don't dive.
Throws, though. Not Melbourne style. You know how Melbourne do cheap cunt throws?
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Throws where Cale you pretend Hooker, a handball.
Yeah.
Great.
The art of a throw disguised as a handball.
A wild throw that you get away with. You have to respect that.
It's
a craft.
Yeah. The craft. Yeah. I've seen, I watched a game earlier this year where I think Menegola or Parfitt got pinged for holding the ball and was like, nah, and like did the action. And he saw the replay and he's doing the fist like over on the right side of his body while throwing the ball up to his left.
It's like when they film a movie and you got to get the angle right. So it looks like you're getting punched like in the face. Yeah.
And he kind of looks at the replay and went, yeah, nah, you're fair.
Some pretty big highlights. And obviously with the game so close, someone who had not kicked a goal all day decided to kick the last game of the goal, the last goal of the game, which was Cale Hooker.
Yep.
Always kicks them when they're important. Yep. Like, there was like 5 minutes left, he kicked a goal, we're 11 points down all of a sudden, and everyone's like licking their lips big time, me included.
I said you needed to get a goal before he hit the 5 minute mark, and he kicked a goal, I think, with 5:30 on the clock.
Yeah. Yep. So we're at the pub watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was good energy in the room, and then Hurricane Joel Dusha rolled in and just immediately was like, an umpire gave away a free kick. I'll fucking kill you, cunt!
Yeah, I would have. Yeah. One of my friends just kept pointing at Essendon players being like, who's that? He's hot. Who's that? He's hot. A couple of times I had to be like, yeah, he's 19. But Cale Hooker, not 19.
No, not 19.
100.
Yeah, 100.
Timeless.
And dog the age years. Of
all dirty cunts.
Zach Merritt had a huge game.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, if he's in your fantasy team.
Not anymore.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, and I traded him out like a fool.
I think he and Parrish had combined like for 50-something possessions. Or 60-something.
Oh, possessions.
No, 70, 74 touches.
50's not impressive.
I think what? Because Parrish had like 30-odd and
37 and 41.
That's right.
Yeah, God.
Jesus. So what, 76?
Fucking hell.
Fuck.
Merritt also laid 8 tackles.
Oh,
man.
Peter Wright took a couple of big grabs in the 200 centimetres came in handy.
I did. Yep.
It was pointed out by a lot of media personnel that Essendon really didn't quite adapt to the back line that they were playing against and just kept bombing it in long against Melbourne, which you just should never do.
Lever was like, you may as well kick it to me.
Yeah, because Stephen May and Lever did it all game where they're just planted their feet and were just like, thank you.
Yep, happens all the time.
Needs
yep.
to go the traditional Essendon route of you're either kicking it from 60 on the run or chaos.
Well, that happened in the first quarter because Jake Stringer on the run kicked it from 65. Unfortunately, it hit Stephen May.
Yep.
But then 5 minutes later, he just tried again and
nailed it.
Yeah, easy.
He was like, oh, I didn't mind the first time. I'll try again.
Yeah. Yep. I wouldn't pay him the big doll, the big bucks.
Jake Stringer.
No.
He'll leave though.
No, he won't.
Oh, who's going to take him, actually?
Yeah, if he leaves, whatever.
He also has said that he's not going to leave.
Yeah, true. Good. What? Hey, it's just doing that thing that all players do where they want a bit of extra coin.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a very selfish player.
Of course he is. He fits right in at Essendon.
Yeah. But you know how sometimes like someone's selfish in real life, but as a player?
Yeah.
Good bloke. He's just both. He's just selfish. Off the field and on the field.
Yeah.
He's not a great bloke.
No.
They've been interviewing him heaps recently, and I don't know why.
They're trying to rebuild his image.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe.
Trying to make everyone forget that, you know, he left his wife and children.
It's kind of like a certain Collingwood player who gets interviewed and pumped up after the game and stuff
but,
like
But, like, they interview Jake.
They haven't done that for a few weeks, though.
They had a little period where they were doing it heaps. Yeah. It's like, fuck
Yeah, but
off.
He was also at that point playing well.
Yeah.
But now he's faded big time.
But even though the big one was after that game where he played well, and it was like, yeah, he played well against 18th, and then the next week, I think, had 5 touches.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck DeGoey. But Stringer is a weird one because they're not, when they interview him, they keep asking him about the younger players in the team, not about his performance.
I like that.
So it's, but that makes it weirder because they're not trying to pump Jake Stringer up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Tom, you can.
How rock hard do you get when you see Merritt burst out of like 80 players and just dish a beautiful handball to Parrish who just fucking takes off? And you look at that and you go, I'm going to see that for the next 10 years.
It's a personal question.
Yeah, it's personal and I'm happy to answer it. 110%.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Burst out of my fucking jeans.
Yeah. Table is lifting.
Mm. Yeah. It's dangerous for me to think about.
Yeah. Protect the laptop.
Look, we lost to Melbourne. We had some horrible losses in the first half of the season. This is not one that I'm going to be like, oh man, missed opportunities.
You're a building team. Also, Melbourne have done a roast Trinity against the show.
Fuck. It's all right, Sean.
Yeah.
We've got him again.
Maybe.
No, as in we've got him later this year. GMHBA.
Oh, good.
Round 22.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Hopefully I can get one back.
Hopefully.
For the show.
Yeah, hopefully.
And let's move into Sunday football.
Which I think may be what I like to call the who cares trifecta.
Oh.
One of the games, boring result, but should have been big.
Had a big moment in it.
Had a big moment, yeah. Yeah. Also had a big score line.
Yeah.
So Sunday we had Giants shit their little shorts against Hawthorn. All they needed to do was beat Hawthorn and they'd be in the eight. Disgusting. They lost to Hawthorn.
Disgusting. Yep. They lost to Hawthorn. They drew with North Melbourne. They don't deserve it.
Yep. Yeah, that's not a team that should be in the eight.
Nah.
Anyway, look, the less said about that, the better, I think.
Timmy O'Brien, mark of the year.
Oh yeah. Actually, that was a huge moment.
I think there are three contenders for mark of the year. It's O'Brien, Rewalt, and Bolton.
Yeah.
Not Mychek.
Bolton maybe is the leader, I think.
Bolton's the leader, but O'Brien's is...
It's good.
He kills Bruce, too. Yeah. Bruce takes like 10 minutes to get back up. Yep.
The only thing I think... Well, the thing that I think will help Tim O'Brien is it's like a very typical, like very good mark of the year contender.
Yeah. Whereas Jack Rewalt's one is kind of like, he's insane and also good mark. I don't know.
Yeah.
O'Brien's is a traditional mark, I think.
And Bolton's is...
Also art. Traditional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon O'Brien, because he's lesser known, they'll feel more compelled to give it to him?
But also, O'Brien's not like, Shai Bolton has a crack at one of those marks every week, a bit like Flying Ryan.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas O'Brien doesn't seem like the dude who's taken hangers. He's a bit like, it's like Jeremy Howe has a crack at them every 5 minutes, you know? He's going to get some eventually. O'Brien just seems like he's a real, I don't know anything about him. I'm talking way off base here. So who knows?
Next game. Now, this was building up to be like a bit of a fucking, like a top eight shaper game kind of thing, where West Coast took on Western Bulldogs over in Perth. Now, we got word very late that there was going to be no crowd.
So did the crowd.
I'd already, they were pretty much out the gate and they're like, bad luck. I'd already tipped Western Bulldogs, but if I found out that there was no crowd and I had tipped West Coast, I would have switched to Western Bulldogs.
You didn't. I didn't. Yeah. I believed in the people they brought back into the team.
I think every news article about this game was like, names on paper, don't win games.
I believed. I don't know. West Coast, what a flat track piece of shit team they are at the moment.
Couldn't even win on the flat track.
Yeah. They're losing games at Optus.
Yeah. And they've lost games at Optus to like teams that they should beat, no disrespect to the Bombers.
Oh, what the fuck? No. None taken.
They got away with one against Richmond.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
no, the Richmond win was a perfect example of the Optus crowd getting but
exactly getting right. Yeah. Whereas in this case, it doesn't look like it would have helped at all.
No. The Bulldogs
could have won by 100 points.
It was
points.
Almost like the Bulldogs were playing with them until the last quarter and then went, fucking suck on this.
Yeah. You remember that small little wager I put on Huey McCluggage for the Brownlow?
Yeah.
That was pissing money down the drain. Because the Bont, he's already won. Yeah, you could just stop it now. Yeah. He'll win.
He could not play another game and he'd still win.
Yeah.
He was so fucking good.
It's going to be raining throws.
He also fucking kicked goal of the year.
I don't think it's flashy enough to be goal of the year.
Also, the commentary let it down.
The commentary did let it down, but as was pointed out in the commentary, he is moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
He hits the ball at the wrong point and it spins the wrong way and he gets it to go through as a goal purely by Bont magic.
Oh, it's magical. No doubt.
The commentary team were dog shit until they showed the angle that the Bont would have seen. And then I don't know who it was, but I think it was a former player. Was just like, how's he done that?
I think it might have been Lingy.
Yes.
Was just like, I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah.
Because like the angle he's working with, it's like the classic, like put two.
Threading a needle.
Get two pens.
Yeah.
And talking all about angles before. Get two pens, hold them, you know, about a 30 centimeters apart. And then put them parallel to one another. Good luck.
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs, lucky. I mean, like, they did such a murder the scoreline didn't matter, but they kicked 13 goals, 20.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have won by 100 points.
Yeah.
Jack McRae, what's the record he's now on?
I think, I sent it to you in a message.
16 games in a row of 30-plus disposals?
Full-length games. So, obviously, last year they went the full time.
Oh, they didn't count them.
So, it's 26 games over 30 possessions for a full-time game.
Yeah, okay.
And this year so far, it's every round this year. So what, 15?
Fucking hell.
Yeah. He only had 32 touches though, fading.
Only
32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bont kicked 3 goals, laid 7 tackles, had 29 touches.
He's kicking a lot of goals this year, Bont.
He's found the radar. He used to miss them.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you know what it is, boys.
It's the captaincy.
No.
Loves the captain's goal.
No, yeah, he loves the captain's goal, but you know what else he loves?
What?
Wants a gold Logie.
Oh, big time.
He wants the double. He wants to hang his Brownlow on the gold Logie.
Well, he knows the more goals I kick, the more FaceTime I get on TV.
Yep, the more entertaining I am, I can win best personality at the Logies.
We've got to get on top of this. We need to get in touch with the Logies.
Can a footballer win best personality?
It shouldn't even be a question. It should just be nominate him, you cunts.
Yeah. Is there a way, when the Logies are announced, we'll see if there's a way that you can nominate a person, and we will tell everyone who listens to Hagrid's Footy to nominate the Bont.
Yeah.
And if anyone works for the Western Bulldogs Football Club or knows their social media manager, please get in touch so we can get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Because then I reckon surely the Western Bulldogs Football Club would get behind.
They would love the gold Logie. Do we need to get in touch with Tom Gleeson?
I think we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good.
He's the master of gold Logies.
Yeah. Just tweet him. Win Bont a Logie.
Who's he barrack for, I wonder?
He's from New South Wales.
Nah, cunt.
So probably state of origin.
Shouldn't have called him a cunt just then. We need his help.
Take that back.
Yeah.
Will Anderson, big dog supporter.
Oh.
In the media.
Friends with Tom Gleeson.
Friends with Tom Gleeson.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
How good's footy are you going to win a gold Logie for the Bont?
That's, yeah. Oh.
Juicy.
You know what I love? There are international listeners being like, what the fuck is a gold Logie? Well, it's like, what if an Emmy was shit?
Yeah, it's like, imagine your shittest award.
Yeah, make it that. Shitter.
Yeah.
But the it's best, prestigious.
The best Very. Way to talk about a gold Logie is they once gave an honorary Logie to Joan Rivers, and in her acceptance speech, she threw it over her shoulder, and I don't think she took it home.
Why would you?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Last game of the round.
Speaking of Who Cares Cup.
Carlton continue to be a frustrating football club this season.
Yep. They won by, 10 points?
Yeah.
At one point, you're up by about 30?
Yeah.
Big, yep.
Big deal.
Who cares?
I'm sick of Carlton.
Boys, guess what?
If you barrack for them and you thought, hey, we won this week, going to get a bit of a glow up from the boys, no.
Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy, no. No, no, no. They are a debacle. They had one good quarter. They kicked 8 goals. The rest, they lost every other quarter.
Yep.
To Adelaide, away from home.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Paddy Cripps.
Teague, all he did is buy himself one more week.
Yeah.
Paddy Cripps.
Ran 30 metres.
Without bouncing.
Disgusting.
Kicked a goal.
There was a point where he could have bounced too, and it looked like he was going to, and then he didn't.
And that's when the umpire should have been like, ooh, no, no, no.
Should have let him kick it and then be like, too far.
Yes, should have watched it go through, watched the crowd pump up and then go, back we come. That's what I would love to do that if I was an umpire. Then I'd get bashed after the game.
Oh, so good.
Show Razor Ray how to be a true cunt.
Oh, boys, yeah. I've just looked at the time. I reckon we've spoken about this game for 30 seconds longer than we need to. So do you want to look at next week?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Actually, before we go to next week, boys, I want to share, while you're getting the fixture up for next week, the most How Good's Footy story.
Okay. This is big.
You know how we talk about How Good's Footy and we want to focus on the good things of football? And after talking about those three games, it's all a bit dog shit.
Yep.
So I'd like to talk about the Hawks for a minute, but I'd like to talk about the Hawks VFLW side.
Oh.
So Meg Hutchins, who's a stalwart of women's footy, has played over 250 games, is retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Played her last game for the Hawks VFLW side.
Yep.
Is there anything more How Good's Footy than you're playing your last game after 250 games, you kick the sealer in the last quarter from a long way out, your wife is the runner.
Oh.
And she runs out and celebrates your big goal in your last ever game as a Hawk.
That is big.
How big is that?
What ground was this at?
I don't know what ground it was at. I assume
because I just assumed that it was at fucking Casey Fields.
Magic time.
That sounds magical.
Anyway, how good's footy?
That's great.
That's how good's footy is.
That is awesome.
On you, Meg.
Tom.
Yes.
Let's have a look at next week.
Let's do it.
Thursday night. Prime time. The worst game of the round, Thursday night. Gold Coast Suns play the Richmond Tigers Football Club.
Boys, look.
Richmond will win by 80 points.
They're going to bounce back, you'd think. But you know what would be great?
If Stewie Juice saved his career.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
You're both. I mean, I look forward to overtaking you on the ladder, Sean.
So I'll get you back, depending on who you play. Got him.
I'm going Richmond, and I honestly think Richmond will win by over 10 goals. Man. I think they will look at this and be like, okay, we embarrassed ourselves last week. We need a percentage boost. Finals are on the line all of a sudden.
Yep. Have they lost two in a row now?
No, I don't think so.
Or two of the last three.
Yeah, they're not doing well.
Yeah.
So they lost this week. They had a bye last week, and they
Lost to West Coast the week before that.
Lost to West Coast the week before that.
Two losses in a row, technically.
They need to win.
So did Gold Coast.
It's going to be a shame that they don't.
They don't really like Metricon.
Can I just say something
about last year? They probably did all right.
About Richmond for this game is there's a certain player who's been playing for Gold Coast back again, just slowly finding a bit of form, and I think he's ready to go up against the big dogs, and that's Matty Rowe. He's going to have 40.
Get a very quiet game on the weekend.
Yeah.
Also got Brandon Ellis and Markov up there, a bit of insider trading.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Juicy.
Richmond by 80 points.
Gold Coast by 1 point.
Gold Coast by 3 goals.
Ooh. Friday night.
Yep.
Oof. How good's Footy Cup again?
Are you going?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Imagine though.
Be huge.
GMHBA Stadium. The Geelong Cats.
Oh.
Creaky Cats. Creaky because they're fucking old, Tom.
That's right. Our average age will drop 20 years when we drop Higgins this week.
Yep. Hopefully Dow House as well.
You'd hope so.
Take on the Essendon Bombers.
Oh. Exciting youth versus bones that are turning to dust.
So, this could be anything.
Yeah.
Much like last week, the only thing is
GMHBA.
Brisbane exposed Geelong in a way that if Essendon were going to win this, would have to pretty much do a very similar tactic, which may be tricky now because Geelong will be like, fuck, they're probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah, and also because you're not as good.
And because we're not as good currently.
Do you know what I'd love to see him do? Just play hooker back.
Why?
Just so that him and Jeremy Cameron can fight.
Hooker's not much of a fighter.
No, he's a lover.
But then play him on Tom Hawkins.
Put Stringer in the back line. Wait, if you want to see a fight.
Oh, play Rowan on Stringer.
Who's
the biggest dog in football?
They both kill each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going Geelong and obviously Dush is going Essendon. Sean, where do your allegiances lie and why is it Geelong?
Geelong for the win.
Next game.
I just hope it's a juicy game.
I hope so.
Maybe Geelong haven't. If Geelong haven't cooled down and Devin Smith runs onto that field, there's going to be fights all day.
Yeah. I look forward to that.
I reckon because Geelong and Essendon have a rivalry as well.
Oh, yeah.
Country round.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rowan and Stringer are playing in the same. I thought you said cunty round.
Yeah, too.
Classic. Okay. Then Melbourne take on GWS. Well, Giants.
Melbourne.
You could have been in the eight and therefore losing this game wouldn't have been such a big deal, but because you cooked it, you're fucked. Melbourne.
Richmond live again. Disappointing.
Adelaide take on Brisbane. Brisbane.
Juicy, tough game.
Nah.
Yeah, over there. Oof. If it's even there, it could be moved at this point.
Nah, it'll be there.
Leaving the magic of the hill.
Yeah, fuck. Dangerous Brisbane by 4 goals.
Freo take on Carlton at Optus.
Freo.
Hey, Richmond, enjoy being ninth after this round.
Ooh.
Go Freo.
If Richmond lose to Gold Coast, they do not deserve to make the top. This has also got the... Tom's so excited.
Man, I can't believe my birthday is going to go for another week.
It's a whole year.
Tom's so excited, but come Thursday, we'll be like, Sean, who do you tip? You're like, Richmond, I'm not an idiot.
Cheeky fuck.
Then we have Hawthorn take on Port Adelaide.
Where?
Marvel.
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, Port Adelaide.
Yep. Sydney take on West Coast.
Ooh.
Sydney.
At GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, Sydney.
Sydney.
They
won 3 of their last 4 games at GMHBA Sydney.
That's a big game as well. Yeah, like
they love playing at Geelong.
Then we have Collingwood take on St Kilda.
St Kilda.
Yep.
Royal Marshall's still in. That's the difference.
Paddy Ryder.
And then Western Bulldogs take on North Melbourne.
Jesus. Ooh. Bulldogs. Oh
my goodness.
Davey, you're going to... No, you're going to need to hug those boys tight after this because the bont is coming.
Hug at the end of every quarter.
I just looked at this game and he's gone to McRae. First one to 50, owes the other one a pint.
Can you imagine? They're down by like 10 goals at quarter time and Nobes just goes around hugging all the boys. Yeah. Just crying.
It's not going to get better.
Just giving them little kisses on the forehead. Yeah. Bont, though, then is like, all right, boys, just take it easy because Bont's a good bloke. Bont feels like a guy who, if there was a mercy rule, he'd be the first guy to use it.
I'll tell you, I think you're going to know if the Dogs are going to win the premiership based on this game.
200 points.
If they apply the mercy rule, they don't have the killer instinct to win the flag.
Oof.
That's big.
Yes. Can I just say, if there was a mercy rule, just out of our three teams, Dyson Heppel would absolutely use the mercy rule because he seems like a good bloke. Our two captains, no fucking way.
I mean, you say that, but Brisbane never really put the foot on the throat.
No, as in if there was a rule where Zorko had a could choose to invoke a mercy rule, he would not pick the mercy rule.
I don't know. I think he's an all right bloke.
One good game.
Nah, I've watched a video where a little kid interviewed him.
Aww.
And he said to him, when you grow up, how tall do you want to be? And Zorko just lost it, just laughed. And I was like, ah, oh, Zork.
You're fair
okay.
enough.
And you're also, okay again.
Let's not forget that in that game, and Sean, I've sent you this video, and Tom, I'm sure you've seen it as well. I can't remember what year it is, but they're playing against GWS. And Dane Zorko had been watching a lot of World Series one day cricket replays from the 80s. And Zorko and Ash McGrath, I think it was Ash McGrath, got really, like, just loved the idea that when players took a wicket in World Series cricket, they shook hands. So Zorko kicks two fucked goals, and he forgets both times because he kicks a goal, then he double high fives someone, but then Ash McGrath runs up to him, and they just shake hands, and then Zorko shakes four other players' hands. There's a video of it. It's very good.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, so Zorko's great.
Yep.
Your captain's a fuckhead though, Tom.
Yeah, big one.
He's got to lift a bit.
Yep.
Got to work on some stuff.
The whole team does.
Mm. They really do.
Geelong are really starting, with Jeremy Cameron as well, and like Tom Hawkins gets reported every week. Yep, like
he hasn't been reported.
Gary Rowan.
Hawkins hasn't been reported for ages.
Now Tom Stewart.
Nah, that's a blip. He'll bounce back.
Time will tell.
I think they're Geelong are trying to get the everyone be a big cunt out of him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe they looked at last year and were like, we were good boys last year and we lost the premiership to a team of dickheads. Maybe we need to be dickheads. And I don't like that approach, and I hope they get...
Well, good luck.
I hope Chris Scott and Matthew Scarlett kick the shit out of them.
Well, good luck.
No killer instinct.
None.
I mean,
changing my tip to the Bombers.
Yo!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom.
Joel, do we have any emails?
Tom,
how many are about my birthday? It's bullshit. The fact that you have to count is bullshit. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
It is disappointing.
People knew.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw one before that did mention your birthday.
Yeah. We got any emails for my birthday yet? For December?
No, not yet.
Well, that's like, what are you doing?
Whoa, big news.
Drafting.
So remember the Tim from before?
Yes.
Mm.
That was followed up with an
email. Is it
Tim
O'Brien?
No, it's not Tim O'Brien, sadly.
Is it Tim Kelly? Like, is he say he's coming back?
Tim O'Brien emailed us. Like, hey, boys, big fan. Do you reckon that was Mark of the Year? Climbed pretty high, I reckon.
Climb high next week, Timmy.
So Tim emailed us. I just noticed that directly after that in the inbox, and I won't say the full last name because they haven't included it to sign off the email. Tim's email followed up by an email from someone called Jax, same exact last name, and it is not a common last name. Brothers or related?
Whoa, let us know, Tim and Jax.
Hey, boys.
Smith.
Been a huge fan of your many other podcasts for years now, but a new time listener to How Good's Footy. Ooh. Bloody keep up the great stuff. Oh. I haven't properly followed the footy in almost 15 years since I was about 12. Went to the Lions versus Blues game live with my brother this year.
Oh. We're both
Lions fans.
Yes.
And to my surprise, something deep within me awoke. I became obsessed. Got into tipping. Got KO. Tried to watch most games over the weekend. Even the shit ones.
Oh, lots geez. Of them. So watches a lot of Carlton then.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Carlton, a lot of Freo, a lot of Adelaide.
Yeah, cop that trophy.
And since my reawakening, my Brisbane boys have only lost one game. Been a mad year to get back into it. Emailing this week because of the Lions versus Cats tonight. And needlessly to say, I am very nervous. Big game tonight. I'm watching with my two close mates for the first time since becoming obsessed. They go for Lions and Cats. I'm afraid after tonight I may be in a similar situation to Tom and Sean, in which birthdays may need to be skipped due to the unlikely chance the Cats come out on top. I'm currently watching The Miracle on Grass on repeat to calm my nerves.
That's not the game you watch to calm nerves.
No, that would amp it up.
Never thought my favorite podcast would be... Well, double negatives here, but that's okay. Never thought my favorite podcast would not be a film podcast, but a footy one. Cheers, boys, for all the laughs. And as a new fan of footy, I got to agree, boys, how bloody good is footy?
Jax, that is fucking beautiful. If you want a film podcast that features some of us, but not all of us, you should listen to Scaredy Boys. It's a horror movie podcast that features Sean and myself. New episodes every Friday.
Tom, I'm glad you mentioned Scaredy Boys because part of Tim's email before, which may or may not be Jax's brother that he was talking about, the emails don't acknowledge each other. Jax, were you at the wedding that was fucked up by Tim? Tim, are you the brother that went to the Brisbane Lions game versus Carlton game with Jax? Is this a crazy coincidence? You've got a double-barreled last name. There is no way you don't know each other. Tim mentioned, and this was a bit of a, not gloat, but it's like a bit of a excited jab, and the game hadn't happened at this point, but Tim was saying it was exciting to hear that there'd been lots of roast trinities and he's sad that it was going to come to an end for Tom and he may truly be a scaredy boy out every Friday's. Check it out.
Oh,
bit I of a plug that. In an email.
That's wow. Good. I appreciate that, Tim.
Yeah, respect. That's what you get from Brisbane supporters.
Can I also just say though, the roast trinity streak is still alive because we are yet to have a week where the three of us are playing separate games.
I don't think I feel good about that.
No, that's because it's a roast. Yeah, Tom. It's,
yeah, I think, sorry, I think it's gone.
It's gone.
Tom, yeah. I know that
in- I think the bye rounds was okay.
Yeah, fair enough, because not all teams
we
were playing.
But we all played, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think how many more? So well, yeah, best is four in a row.
Well, yeah, because Tom, it's not like that. Like for us to continue a roast trinity, for two people to be eating roast and one person to be eating toast and be like, oh, it doesn't count.
Yeah, no, nah, we can't do it, Tom.
Yeah, right.
And to just bring today's episode to a close, this is emailer Tennille.
Yep.
Subject, Mr. Brownlow.
Tennille, footy is forever.
Yep.
Magic.
Hi, footy profs. Just hoping you can devote a couple of minutes of the show to discussing why the AFL should just present the Brownlow to the Bond.
Well, then, Tennille, you'll be very happy with the content of today's episode.
Tennille, P.S.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Hey! We got there. That's the best email we've ever had.
Tommy's birthday and the Bont, Brownlow Bont and Logie Bont.
Brownlow Bont. What's he going to love more, Logie?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's be real. Bert Newton's won one. So.
Logie's more important than a premiership.
100%. Every player out there would be like, oh, no, premiership's good, but I'd love a gold Logie.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to email us to wish me a belated happy birthday or a really belated happy birthday to Sean, you can send us an email for the future.
Yeah.
Get in early then. All right. Belated for me, early for Sean, and just whatever for Dusha. Send an email to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Douche13. And Tom, before we end the episode, I've just realized there is one more birthday email for you. So a late in the day bonus email.
Oh.
Thomas Reed.
Oh,
it is only the end of the first quarter of the Lions v Cats game, and all I can say is I am disgusted.
Oh,
this is a birthday email. What the fuck?
It seems as if your boys have all taken a leaf out of your captain's book and have decided that when the chips are down, it's okay to resort to vulgar displays of unsportsmanship behavior.
I don't think that even happened in the first quarter. Wasn't the punching in the second quarter?
If this is the way Geelong continue to play, they deserve to be put in the same category as Richmond and Collingwood.
Whoa!
I think you might need to get on the phone and have a 2-hour conversation with Chris and convince him to tell the boys to pull their head in.
Sorry to spree so close to your birthday. Happy birthday. Kind regards, Reese.
Thanks, Reese.
Fuck.
Anyway, well, we'll see you next week. Fucking hell. Can't believe there's going to be another How Good's Footy Cup. Happy birthday again, Tom.
Thanks, boys.
Hope you have a good day. Hope your team loses on the weekend.
Ooh. Win.
Shut up.
I know.
Oh!
Arrogance.
Disgusting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.